Praise the Lord and good morning. There is power in the name of Jesus. Today is December 28th. Welcome to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and we tackle life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes, Monday through Friday, so you can get to work. Today's topic is, what do you do when God takes you to prison so you can be free? What do you do when God takes you to prison so you can be free? Our scripture for today comes from Acts 16, 23 through 26. While you're getting your word ready, I remind you that you can learn more about me in the ministry on our website. That's filledfire.com, www.feeldfire.com. You can also see upcoming events, upcoming ministry events. You can use that to contact me for your church. Some people are wondering, how do you invite me to come and speak at your church or event? You can do all of that on the website, as well as access my law office. That's feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. By now, you should have your word ready. Acts chapter 16, verses 23 through 26, and I am reading from the KJV. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. What is our topic for this morning? What do you do when God takes you to prison so you can be free? In this scripture that we read, Paul and Silas were disciples, and they had been going throughout the world or their regions preaching the gospel. At that time, the gospel was not being well received by a lot of people, especially Romans, because people did not really expect that Jesus would have come as an earthly, as a spiritual king. Rather, they looked for him to come as an earthly king. So at this point in scripture, Jesus has already been crucified and resurrected, and the apostles are out preaching this gospel. So they come to this particular region, and there is a soothsayer, a damsel, as the Bible calls her, and a soothsayer, as the Bible refers to her, who's following behind them. And she's saying, these men are men of God. Hear ye them. Hear ye them. Well, they eventually became annoyed with that, and they spoke to that spirit, that divination spirit, and the spirit came out of her. Well, her masters became upset because she was their money-making tool. So once she was delivered, she could no longer bring them any gain. They then caught Paul and Silas, brought them before the magistrates and the people, caused a ruckus, if you will, and Paul and Silas were put into jail or into prison, and they were bound in the inner portion of the prison. Throughout all of this, however, they continue to praise God. they continued to worship the Lord. And they did so until the time came that at midnight, they were praising the Lord. The other prisoners could hear them. And suddenly an earthquake occurred that shook the very foundations of the prison and opened all the doors and loosed everyone's bonds. Now, I'm not going to read the other scriptures due to time's sake, but the ending of that was that the keepers of the jail, they got ready to commit suicide because they thought surely everyone had escaped. But none of the prisoners escaped. Paul and Silas didn't leave. They stayed there. And after doing that, so many people or so many prisoners and the jailers began to give their lives to the Lord. And then the jailers brought them out and they cleansed their wounds. And they asked them, what must I do to be saved? And they did all of these things. But first, they had to go, Paul and Silas, have to go to prison. And then they were freed. I want to talk to you about this morning because prison is not always a brick and mortar place. For many of our listeners, your prison could be an abusive marriage. This is where you feel constrained and you're controlled. Prison could also be people who are stuck in a job where they're mistreated, that they hate, but they can't leave because they must pay bills. Your prison could be a financial situation where you have no money to pay your bills, or your prison could be your own inner mind. You see, the prison is any situation that restrains you to the point where you have no control, no free will, where you almost feel suffocated, claustrophobic, and bound, and you have no way of escape. This is so important because people sometimes commit suicide because they feel they are in an inner prison. They are not locked up or incarcerated in, you know, brick and mortar, but within their own minds, things have become so bad. They are so suffocated, so constrained that they feel like they have received the death penalty. They see no way out. But I want to remind you of a few things that Paul and Silas did while they were in this prison that I encourage you to do as we go throughout the last 3 days of this year and even into 2017. Number one, know that God is still in control. One of the reasons that Paul and Silas could continue to praise God during this time of incarceration, during that time wherein they had been brought before the magistrate, during that time wherein they had been beaten, is because they never lost sight of the fact that God is sovereign, that God orders your steps, and that God remained in control. This is important for you today because in some of your situations, it may appear that God is nowhere to be found. And I know some of you are shocked by me using that wording, but remember on Morning Motivation, we are here tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective. So I don't shy away from dealing with things from an authentic standpoint. Some days I feel like, and I'm an evangelist, God is nowhere to be found in things that I've laid out before him. Where are you, God? Why are you taking so long? Why has this not happened? Why are you allowing me to go through this? God, I've done A, B, C, and D. I've followed your will. I've given tithe. I've given offering. I've prayed for people. I've interceded. God, why? So number one, you have to always remember that God is always in control. Don't equate your feeling or the emotions, which are natural, okay? There's no condemnation in having natural emotions, with the fact that God still is in control. Number two, keep praising and singing throughout that time, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you stop praising, if you stop praying, if you stop thanking God, if you stop believing, If you let go of hope, then you will sink down into a dark abyss. Your mind will go down into depression. So don't stop praising God throughout this. Number three, be ready when the freedom comes. This is a good one. Because when Paul and Silas were singing and praising God and that earthquake occurred, they weren't surprised when the freedom came. They were ready. Some of you, for example, are in abusive relationships or marriages, and so you want to get out, but you have not done any preparation. You don't know any safe place to go to. You haven't gotten your immediate essentials ready to be able to go at a moment's notice. You haven't tried to, and for some of you, you may not even have access to money. But the point is that there are resources out there. You got to be ready. If you want to leave your job to go to another job and you're waiting for that freedom, you must be ready. So, for example, have you tidied up your resume? Have you begun to try to obtain some other credentials or prepare yourself? Have you been doing mock interviews with your family and friends to shore up your interviewing skills? And most importantly, have you released in your spirit all of the animosity for people on the current job? This is important because you need them as a reference when you go to the new job. I'm just being real. So what you want to do is always end the situation on a pleasant note so that the people, the last thought they have of you when they hear your name is something pleasant. If you're waiting for freedom in your finances, how are you ready? Have you already begun to set a budget for 2017? Have you begun to cut out all of the excess spending? In other words, be ready. And then number four, let God lead you. Let God lead you to that place of freedom and victory before your enemies. Do you see what he did for Paul and Silas in that scripture? After he had released them from the jail, those same people who bound them now came and washed their wounds, now came and honored them, now came and sought their advice. What must I do to be saved? And then they were able to go. So I remind you today that our topic is, what do you do when God takes you to prison just so you can be free? And I've told you what you do. You, number one, know that God is always in control. Then you keep praising and singing throughout this incarceration, whether your prison is physical, brick and mortar, or whether it's spiritual. Whether it's a bad marriage, bad relationship, bad job, your lack of inner peace, you keep singing and praising. Then you be ready when God opens the doors, when the freedom comes. You should have already been doing the preparation and then just sit back and watch. Hallelujah. As God leads you to freedom before your enemies. Let's get ready and go into prayer. As we begin to pray, remember no one can hear you because the lines are muted. So I want you even now to just begin to say, Lord, I thank you. Come on and repeat after me. No one can hear you. Lord, I thank you for my freedom. Tell God that again. Lord, I thank you for my freedom. Now, as I pray, I want you to call out whatever the situations are that have you bound. You call them out in your own secret place. And let's begin to pray. Hallelujah to Jesus. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus, asking thee forgiveness of every sin. Lord, we thank you for freedom today. God, we thank you that where your spirit is, there is liberty. Liberty to be free. Liberty, God, to praise. Liberty to walk in victory. Liberty to move to destiny. Liberty to move to a fruitful, productive, successful life. Not just in heaven, but here on earth. Lord, I lift up every person who is on this broadcast right now and those who will hear it later. Whatever their prisons are, God, even those who may be physically incarcerated listening to the broadcast, but whatever their prisons are right now, Father, I ask that you would release them in the name of Jesus. Whatever the situations are that have them restrained, constrained, depressed and sad, lacking hope, lacking encouragement, whatever those situations are that have them crying in their pillows at night, crying in the pillows in the morning, driving down the road and tears just begin to fall down their faces, God. Woo! I speak release. I speak freedom. I speak liberty. In the name of Jesus, give them an early release. Parole them now. Give them an early release, God. And for those who may even feel that they're at the very last leg, let them reach out to the so many resources that are available naturally. They can reach out to a suicide hotline. Let them Google numbers. Let them do whatever it takes. Hallelujah. To be free. And Father, I come in agreement because your word says wherever two of us on earth shall agree as touching anything, that thing shall be done when it is in accordance with your will. And it is in accordance with your will that we be free, that we have joy, unspeakable joy, that we be no longer bound, but free in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Right now, say, Lord, I thank you that I'm free. Lord, come on, in your own secret closet. Thank him and call it out. I'm free from this abusive relationship. I'm free from depression. I'm free from toxicity. I'm free from bankruptcy. I'm free from being broke. Just begin to praise the Lord for it. You know that he's in control. You're going to praise him throughout this time. You will be ready and you will get yourself ready by putting the steps in place so that when the doors open, you're ready to go. And then you'll let God lead you to that place where he prepares a table. In the presence of your enemies, where he anoints your head with oil and your cup runneth over. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. This is the Morning Motivation Broadcast. I host it Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. And this is Hot Breakfast for Your Soul, where I tackle life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. You can learn more about me on the website at PhilDFire.com. That's the ministry. That's the law office. Some people have been reaching out asking me, how can you bring me to your church or event? You can do all of that on the website at PhilDFire.com, FEELDFire.com. The last thing I want to say is that the surprise is ready. The books are ready. And so they will be on the website on Friday. And there are two books. One is My Vision 2017, Plotting Your Way, Plotting Your Path to Victory in 2017. And that's what you'll use for the vision statement I've been teaching you about over the last 2 weeks. And the other is New Year, New You, How to Live Your Dreams in 2017. So they will officially go on sale on New Year's Day. But for all of my listeners, I'm putting both of those books together for less than $25 that you'll be able to get them. So that's why I'm telling you that they'll be available on Friday. I won't start marketing them to or advertising to anyone else until after the first, and it'll be a different price. But I want you to get both of those. They are portable. You can carry them around with you. They're small books, but they're going to keep you focused in 2017. So our task for today is to praise God for your freedom throughout this entire day and then to get ready. Praise God this entire day, no matter what you encounter, for your freedom and then to get ready. You know, I got that new exit for you today, right? Change is going to come. That's what's happening for us in Morning Motivation. Change is coming, folks. I promise you, it's here for me already.
Oh, yeah, the wind.
Do you believe your change?
I said, I know.
Then make it happen.
Change is going to come.
Not passive. Make it happen.
It's gonna come.
Make it happen.
Yes, it will.
Morning Motivation. thank God for your prayer.